The dummy curve is a strategy that will keep you from sharing your information before you become an unpaid consultant. David Sandler set up the dummy curve with three phases: the dummy phase, the amateur phase, and the professional phase. We'll begin our discussion with the first phase of the dummy curve, called the dummy phase. Let's look at non-Sandler-trained salespeople for just a minute. When an individual begins his selling career, he's generally given an orientation to the company's products or services. When he comes in contact with a prospect, the new salesperson often feels uncomfortable about his lack of product knowledge, and therefore he does very little talking. Because of this, the prospect winds up doing approximately 70% of the talking and the salesperson approximately 30%. At this stage of his development, the salesperson is a dummy. Here are some examples of a selling professional in the dummy phase.
When can we start?
Gosh, I don't know. Let me call the office and see if someone down there knows when we have an opening. What date should I tell them you are considering?
Do your valves work at 30 degrees below Celsius?
That's very cold. I'll have to call our product manager to make sure. Does this application call for temperatures that low?
You see, by necessity, the new salesperson, the dummy, must ask questions because he really doesn't understand his prospect's needs. So as a result, he'll naturally ask questions and then summarize his prospect's answers to those questions to make sure that he understands, to make sure that he gets it right. Since no one tells the story better than David Sandler, here he is from a live presentation. Listen for when the new small appliance salesman in the story moves from the dummy phase to the amateur phase of the dummy curve.
Kmart. We take a college graduate and we send him to Kmart Training School in Michigan. And he's out there for 6 or 7 weeks, and he finally graduates, and we're going to send him down now to get hands-on training in a Kmart store. And he walks into you, and you're the manager, and you tell him to go sit in the back of the room and be quiet and don't make any noise. In 2 weeks, you'll send him back to school, and you'll give him passing grades because you don't have any time to spend with him. And this management student, MBA, goes in the back of the store, and he finds a bucket, and he sits down. He's only there a few minutes. Here comes an old lady along. She walks over to him, and she says, "Do you have any heaters?" He says, "What? Got any heaters? Go ahead."
I don't know.
But he's a nice kid. You know what he says? "Come on. Got nothing else to do. We'll go look for heaters." So they start walking down the aisle. They walk by a whole set of heaters. You know what the lady says? "I think that's a heater. Looks like a heater to me." She says, "How's it work?" "Don't know. But..." What's he do? Opens up the box, takes out the directions, starts looking over the directions. Meanwhile, while he's doing all that, she's telling him about this husband she has home who's sick, got problems. They don't want to heat the whole house. They don't have much money. She just wants to heat one room. While she's telling him the story, she gets herself all excited. She says, "I'll take it." "How do you pay for it, son?" He says, "I don't know, but when I came in here this morning, I think I saw some checkouts up front. I've been to checkout before. Let's go up." She checks out, and as she's going out the door, she walks over to the manager, and she says, "Nice kid you got there," right? And goes home. About 2 weeks later, they get a call from the home office in Michigan. "What's going on in your store? You got a 422% increase in small heater sales." They say, "I don't know. The only difference, we put that kid in the back room next to the heaters," right? Look, you send that kid to General Electric Product Knowledge School. If he can sell heaters without knowing anything, imagine how many heaters we can sell once we teach him about heaters. So he sent him off to General Electric Small Appliance School. They teach him everything there is to know about heaters. 3 weeks he's in Small Electric Appliance. He can't wait to get back now when he comes back to the store. Instead of sitting on the bucket, he's on the edge of the bucket and he's even rocking a little. And here comes a lady and she says, "Son, do you have heaters?" He said, "Do we have heaters? George, run the film." And he shows her a whole 27-minute film on heaters and how heaters are supposed to operate and slides and visuals. Is this kid excited? Is he showing up? And he was so excited with himself, he says, "Lady, I got a question." Of course, he knew the answer already. "Anything else you want to know about heaters?" She said, "Just one thing. Will it keep an old lady warm?" this kid and some of us can spend the rest of our lives in the amateur phase of the dummy curve. And it's product knowledge that's going to kill you.
In the beginning of Sandler's story, when the rookie had no idea what he was doing, when he was still in the dummy phase, he did one of the most important things in selling. He let the customer close the sale. After formal appliance school, however, he couldn't wait to give up his expertise, and he moved into the amateur phase of the dummy curve, giving up his information and becoming an unpaid consultant.